You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. 2015 had no shortage of stories about the environment and energy, including the start of construction on Deepwater Wind's Block Island Wind Farm. Rhode Island Public Radio environmental reporter Ambad Espinoza joins us now to talk about what's in store for the environment in 2016. And Ambar, let's stay on the topic of energy. Last year, Deepwater Wind installed the foundations for what's on track to be the nation's first offshore wind farm. This year, the developer Invenergy is seeking approval to build a natural gas-fired power plant.
Yeah, those are both stories we will continue to hear about in 2016. Deepwater Wind expects to have the Block Island wind farm up and running later this year. Construction picks up again in the summer. State and federal regulators are closely monitoring the project, and I expect we'll learn more this year about the impact the construction activities are having on the ocean environment. Likely in the fall, we'll find out whether the state gives the green light to a new power plant proposal in Burrillville. Environmental advocates have been trying to stop this proposal, arguing that it's not clean energy. Invenergy and some state officials are billing it as a solution, though, for energy challenges in the region. Another fossil fuel project is National Grid's proposal to build a storage facility in Providence for liquefied natural gas. And that's something we're likely going to hear more about in the coming year.
Well, these projects also have an impact one way or another on climate change, not just energy prices.
Yes, they do. And looking ahead to the next legislative session, we'll likely see some bills aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Some legislators plan to introduce a carbon tax bill that would impose a fee on companies that sell fossil fuel in Rhode Island. The idea is to encourage businesses to move away from fossil fuels toward renewable energy sources.
What other energy legislation do you expect lawmakers to consider in 2016?
One bill we're likely to see would require electricity suppliers to renew setting minimum standards for renewable energy sources beyond 2019 to 2035. And the goal there would be to increase the amount of power from renewable sources over time. So how the state and the region, for that matter, deals with both energy prices and the challenge of climate change will continue to be key issues in 2016.
There were some big legislative wins for the environment last year. Remind us what they were and give us a preview of a couple of priorities for this year.
Well, you might say the big winner of 2015 was water quality. It took several years, but the General Assembly last year passed a law that requires the gradual phase out of cesspools, a notorious source of pollution. Under this bill, when homeowners sell homes that have cesspools, they're required to replace them with septic systems or to tie into a sewer system. Another law that passed last year increases protections for wetlands, but also streamlines the permitting process for building near wetlands. Both the business and building community and environmentalists hailed it, so they were both happy about that bill.
And wetlands are important because they're natural water filters, storm buffers, and nurseries for many species of fish, birds, and other wildlife.
That's right. And speaking of protection, another story we're going to keep hearing about in 2016 is a scrap metal yard in Providence that faces a state lawsuit for polluting a site on the Providence waterfront. The case is still winding its way through court. Advocates from Save the Bay consider it evidence that the Department of Environmental Management needs more resources to enforce environmental laws and protect the environment. It took the DEM a long time to take this company to court, so environmental advocates have renewed their call to the governor to include additional resources in her budget for the DEM and the Coastal Resources Management Council.
So let's move on to a different topic, the proposal to create the first ever national monument in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration held a hearing in Providence late last year on the proposal. What do we know about where this effort stands?
You know, no news from NOAA just yet, but we may hear more in the months ahead. What we do know is that a long list of heavyweight environmental groups supports this proposal. But some environmental regulators in New England have cautioned that a national marine monument would overstep the work already underway by regional fishery councils to protect these areas. And many commercial fishermen say it would hurt their bottom line, and their industry is already struggling in this region.
And another issue for fishermen involves catch monitors who keep track of whether they're following catch limits on their boats.
That's right, and the federal government is running out of money to pay for at-sea monitors, so fishermen will start picking up that tab at some point this year.
Ambar, we haven't talked about food and agriculture. Last year, the state protected the 100th farm, marking a milestone in its 30 years of farmland protection. What stories about farming and local foods can we expect to hear about in the coming year?
I talked to the chief of the DEM's agriculture division, and he says that this year there will be a new twist to protecting farmlands. A couple of years ago, the state passed a bond that allows the DEM to buy farmland to protect it, but also to resell that purchased farmland. This year, the department plans to write regulations to implement this new program, and they're aiming to sell to young farmers who are struggling to find affordable land in Rhode Island. In addition, two working farms that the DEM owns and manages will be subleased to farmers who don't have access to land. There's so much more going on, and we've added other items to watch out for in 2016 on our website at ripr.org.
Rhode Island Public Radio's Ambar Espinosa covers the environment. Ambar, thanks for this rundown.
Happy to share it.